From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. You're listening to Morning Edition. Good morning. Today is Tuesday, April 28th at 8:55, and we have our very own Todd Gleason on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Todd.
Hey, good morning, Kimberly. Let's begin with the numbers that came out from USDA yesterday. Those numbers took a look at crop progress across the Midwest. It shows 25% of the corn crop has been planted. That as of Sunday, 19% is the rolling five-year average. In the three I states, 29% of the corn crop in Illinois planted, 19% is the five-year average. Indiana at 30% planted, 10% is the five-year average there. And Iowa, equal to its five-year average at 22%. Emergence for the corn at 7%. The rolling five-year average is 4%. May corn for the day at $4.61.5, three-quarters of a cent higher. July, $4.71, a penny and three-quarters higher. And December contract at $4.91, up 1.5 cents. Let's take a look at the same numbers from the soybeans as they came out from USDA. 23% of the soybean crop has been sown now. 12% is the rolling five-year average. 36% of the crop in Illinois has been planted. That's double the 18% rolling five-year average. Illinois, typically almost always the number one soybean-producing state in the nation. 35% of the crop in the ground in Indiana, 8% the five-year average, and 11% of the soybeans in Iowa have been planted. That's lagging the 13% rolling five-year average. 8% of that crop is up and growing across the nation compared to the rolling five-year average of 1%. May soybeans today down 8 cents now at $11.69 and a quarter. July, $11.84 and three quarters, down 7 cents. November down 5 and a quarter cents at $11.60 and a half. Probably has to do with the UAE quitting OPEC. Yesterday, there was a lot of news as well on other topics, including Argentina not being able to export potentially. It's bean meal to China. We'll see how all of that resolves as we move forward. Bean meal, by the way, down $1.60 today. Bean oil, 34 cents lower. Wheat futures for the soft bread at $6.32 in the May now, 10 and a half higher. July at $6.40 and three quarters. That's your harvest month for the soft bread, up 11. And the hard red July at 69 and one half cents, up 16 and a quarter for the day. Some of the outside markets, including crude oil, $99 a barrel or thereabouts for the West Texas, the WTI, up $2.69. And crude oil for the Brent at $103.65 a barrel, up $1.96. Gasoline today at $3.39 and six tenths of a cent. On the wholesale price, that's the RBOB, up 3 and 2 tenths of a cent. Live cattle for the day, 32 and a half cents higher at $249, 27 and a half cents per 100 pounds. Feeders are down 17 and a half cents after being up $6.50 yesterday, $367.95. The trade there in lean hogs at $101.60. They're 57, 60 cents higher at this hour for the day. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, just under 49,420 points. That's up around 80 points at this hour. A couple of other things to talk about. There is upcoming a webinar Thursday at 11 a.m. where the FarmDoc team will be talking about how to control costs on the farm. You can tune into that one live. 11 a.m. is a webinar. Look for the details on our website at willag.org in the calendar or under webinar events at farmdocdaily.illinois.edu. And that's a look at what's been happening in the world of agriculture this morning. Kimberly.
Thanks so much, Todd. Have a great rest of your day, and thanks for joining us this morning. IPM meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be mostly cloudy with a high of 68 degrees. Tonight, cloudy, a chance of light rain, and a low of 49 degrees. You've been listening to Morning Edition from NPR on WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Thanks for listening.